Well, Shabbat Shalom again. It's nice to be here on the last day of the feast. Let me start this countdown, and we'll put the study up, and that'll be it. Boom. Let me put it from the top. There you go. Shabbat Shalom. Here we are, one Messiah congregation, such a little congregation, Kahal Chabe Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. Let's ask God to bless this little study and make everyone prosper by it. Heavenly Father, we come before your holy throne, ask you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, anything that displeases you, Father, knowing we're just the dust of the ground and we're likely to do things that are not appropriate in your ears, but we try our best, Father. We don't sin presumptuously. That's one thing we got going. I thank you, Father, that we're here today on the holy day of God, the Sabbath, the last great day of the feast. May God bless everyone today, give you wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. May God open our understanding with spiritual understanding, spiritual insight, yes, spiritual comprehension. Help us, Father, understand your words. We thank you again for this, the brothers and sisters that are here. And knowing God, there's just about 8 million people, we think, out there. There must be someone else, 8 billion, excuse me, people out there. I'm sure there must be someone else that wants to keep your commandments. Show us where they're at or bring them to us. Whatever you desire, Father, we're always ready. May God bless this day, bless the food we eat and the singing we do. Let God always be with you and lead and guide you in everything you do, say, and act, and think, and wherever you travel, let it be of God, in Yeshua's name. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. Amen. Well, it's the last great day of the feast. Oh, brother. Here it is. We're in Holmwood, Tennessee today. Today is the October 19, 2022. But we're in the 22nd day of Ha'etanim, the seventh month of God. Still not New Year, and it's still not Adam's birthday, and still not when the world was created. So we don't follow Judaism at all. The last great day, there it is. Is that big enough? There it is, the eighth day, Yom HaShemini, Yom Shemini, Shabbat. And there it is right there, Mikra Kodesh, and there's Atzeret, a solemn assembly. And there's the rest, a Shabbaton, wow. I love that. There it is. Shabbaton. Isn't that beautiful? The last great day, the great day of Holy Convocation, Solemn Assembly. So we're speaking unto you, children of Israel, and you're part of the children of Israel today. I'm sure you guys all know that. Children of Jacob and the children of God, saying, and the 15th day of the seventh month shall be a feast of tabernacles for 7 days, which we did unto Jehovah, not unto ourselves. On the first day, we had a holy convocation. We did no work at all, nothing, no domestic or public work. And on the seventh day, there should be a holy convocation. It's a solemn assembly. And that's why we're here today. It's a solemn assembly. Solemn assembly, there it is. Atzeret. 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 There it is. And it means a holy day, a meeting, an assembly. That's what it means, really. And there it is, the Leviticus. These are the feasts of Jehovah, which we proclaim to be holy convocations. We do that all the time. And we brought an offering unto God, right? I hope. They brought an offering every day, everything upon his day. And this is besides during the year, the Sabbaths of Jehovah. And besides your gifts, and besides your vows, and besides all your free will offerings, which you give unto Jehovah. Make sure you think of those things. You have to give God a little bit during the year, too. And, you know, God, you know, knows your heart. The 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you should keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days. The first day is a Sabbath, and on the eighth day is a Sabbath. There it is. That's where I got that from, verse 39. And we all did this. We actually went out and we got branches of palm trees and goodly trees and just any trees we could find in our forest, and we did that, and we put them on our sukkah, yeah, which is our temporary dwelling that we're rehearsing for some other generation at this point. And you shall keep it a feast unto Jehovah 7 days, which we did. And it's a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. And we found written in the book, which we'll read, just like Ezra and Nehemiah, that we're supposed to do this, yeah. We dwelled in the booths 7 days. And let's see, because God, this is the reason why you're in that. The reason why you're in there, because that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah your God. Of course, at our farm, we don't get to see anybody. So, but we're here today, Feast of Tabernacles. Is the open sign on? Oh, no. Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord, like I declare unto you. So we did it again, 2022. We did it for 21 years now, my wife and I. It's hard to believe 21 years passed. I was 21 years different person, I guess. Here's Ezra, which means help. Ezra. And when the seventh month was come, see, they know the seventh month. They know it's not the new year. And the children of Israel were in the cities. The people gathered themselves together as one man. They all got together to Jerusalem. Then stood up Yeshua, the son of Josedek, and his brother, the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, and built the altar of God. They built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar upon his bases, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto Jehovah, even burnt offerings morning and evening. And they kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written. And that's what we try to do. We do it as it is written. And we bring an offering unto God that's required. Afterward, let's see. They offered these guys did continual burnt offerings, both of the new moons and of the set feasts of Jehovah and that were consecrated, and everyone that willingly offered a free will offering unto Jehovah. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto Jehovah. And of course we don't do that anymore. Our offerings are praising and thanking the Lord and offering verbally to God and fellowshipping and communicating with people is another offering, and we do things that, like it says. So Nehemiah says they found, this always amazes me, it's just like they're just walking around and they brought them the book and they just found written in the Torah what Jehovah commanded them, or commanded Moses. And you think like, well, what were you guys doing before that? That the children of Israel dwelt in booths in the feast 7 months, but they not at this point, they were freed. They're building the temple. So you think like, I wonder why they didn't see that. And that they should publish and proclaim in all the cities. We used to do that. We don't do that much. We don't publish and broadcast it anymore, except for the sign in the window. Go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches, pine branches, myrtle branches, palm trees, branches of thick trees, and make yourself booths, as it is written, Sukkots. So the people went forth. And there's no special place to do it. They built them upon the roof of the house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the city of Ephraim. So they were everywhere. They were there to build them everywhere. And all the congregation, including you, Esther, of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. And this part right here, we don't really fully understand it. We'll understand it one day. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel did so. So from Joshua, you got all the judges. They never did it. We don't know. I wonder how he knew that. Because later on is when, in Kings, is when Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the temple. So I don't know how he knew that from the time of, I don't know. And there was very great gladness. That's one thing that's good. And by day, and also by day to day, and from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. That's what we did. We read the Torah this week. We got up to Exodus. And they've kept the feast 7 days. And on the 8th day was a solemn assembly according to the manner. And that's what we did. And we see this is very important. Solomon, remember Solomon? He kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation. And on the 8th day, he made a solemn assembly. Solomon did it too. How about that? So, from the days of... So he did it. Oh, that's... I don't know. Maybe they missed that one. Oh, no, that's after them. Ezra and Nehemiah, right? No, that, yeah, that's
no,
after.
This is before them.
I wonder how they missed that. Solomon built it. I don't know. And they kept... And these guys, not only that, they kept the Hanukkah, the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. Now, what's really sad in the Bible, we see even pagans, sad. They have a Atzerah. This Jehu proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal, and they proclaimed it. Not good. A solemn assembly for the weasel? No way. Right? Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. No, amen. Amen.
And
now we're going to read the famous chapter, Zechariah 14. And my thoughts on this chapter has to do with, of course, before they destroy the second temple. And also, it lends itself, some of it, to the end of the world. So I can't explain which verse is which, but maybe you guys could. Behold, the day of Jehovah comes, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of you. And I'll gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. That right there is a little, we do not understand that right there. Then shall Jehovah go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And he fought in a lot of days of battle. I don't know which one that's depicting. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the east. And the Mount of Olives is going to cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And I was verifying this with the Hebrew this morning. I was thinking, oh, it does say that. It does say that. It says, and you, whoever's there, shall flee to the valley of the mountains. That almost reminds me of Matthew 24. You're going to flee to the mountains when the Antichrist shows up. I'm not comparing it, but that's what this is, the words. And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountain shall reach unto Azel. And yea, you shall flee, like as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, which I don't remember that, the earthquake. And Jehovah my God shall come with all the saints with you. And Jehovah my God shall come, and all his saints with you. I thought that was very interesting. He's going to come with you. I don't know. And it shall come to pass in that day that light shall not be clear nor dark. Really. But it shall be one day which shall be known to Jehovah, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it's going to be light. You like that, Louise, huh? No darkness. And it shall be in that day that, this part is really, it says Mayim Chaim right here. It says that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem. And then half of them are going toward the former sea, Acharon, and half of them toward the Hindus Sea, and in the summer and the winter it shall be. It says that. That sounds like we went to a different epoch, as you put it, or a different dimension. It says, and Jehovah shall be king over all the earth. He's always king. As far as I'm concerned, he's king over all the earth every day. In that day there shall be one Jehovah and his name one. And the land shall be turned as the plain of Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. It shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place, from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananiel unto the king's wine presses. So there's going to be inhabited in her place, right? It says, and men shall dwell in it. And there shall be no more utter destruction. So Sounds like when, it almost sounds to me when Ezra and Nehemiah came back. This chapter reminds me of a little bit of everything. There's no more destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. That really took place also during the time of when they rebuilt the temple, you know, right? But I don't know. And this shall be the plague wherewith Jehovah will smite all the people that fought against Jerusalem. So everybody that fights against Jerusalem, this take heed. Your flesh, when you end up in the lake of fire, is going to consume away while you stand upon your feet. And your eye shall consume away in their mouth holes. And their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. When I read that, my mind always flashes back to a person I seen one time he was a welder, and he was up on the high tree, and he fell into the generator or something, and he fell like this, and he was welded together. They had to take his whole thing apart, and his eyes, when he came to, I was seeing him one day, his eyes were like in his head. I can't explain it to you. And he had no ears, no hair, but he had no pain either, because it was many years ago. But he looked like, he almost made me faint. I looked at him and I thought, I never seen anybody like that. I mean, if you can understand, like, your eyes, they're like in your head somewhere, like this was out for, and he had no ears, and it was all, they had to take him apart. But when I read this, that's what it reminds me of. Their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. But of course, this is a lot worse. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from Jehovah shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. Why? I thought there was going to be peace. Judah, wasn't there just supposed to be peace? And Judah shall also fight at Jerusalem. So this is going back again somewhere else, because we just read there's going to be peace. You guys seen that, right? There was going to be peace.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, everyone's going to rise up against each other, and they're going to fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of the sinner round about shall be gathered together. They're going to go get the gold and the silver and the apparel in great abundance. So you see, this, I don't think the chapters are in the procession that we need them, or maybe some paragraphs need to be changed. And so shall be the plague of the horse and the mule and the camel and the ass, and of all the beasts, that shall be in these tents as this plague. So they're going to get the big plague, which was up here, right? That's pretty bad plague. Anyway. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations, not the heathen, which come against Jerusalem, which came against Jerusalem, shall even go up from year to year to worship the king. So they're not, they couldn't be anymore, they couldn't be heathens anymore, because no heathens go up to worship the king, the Jehovah of hosts, to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. You can't be a heathen. That's why the nation, the word goyim, you know, it means peoples, it means nations, and in some situations it means heathen. But not this place right here. I just thought that didn't sound right. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth, see now they say the families of the earth, that sounds a little better, unto Jerusalem to worship the king, Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah Tzavaot, even upon them there's going to be no rain. So you better come on up. And if the family of, now this one got me, and if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, it should be they have no rain. But so the family of Egypt's going to show up. And this is where I was going to show you how I changed the word. This shall be the plague wherewith Jehovah will smite the heathen, or the nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Because we don't have heathen coming to the Feast of Tabernacles, right? Everybody say amen or not. How many heathens are we having here? No. That's why the word should be nations. And then they even make it clear, this shall be the punishment of Egypt and of the punishment of all the nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Remember, the translators, you know, even though they were fluent in Hebrew and way beyond us, they, and there was a bunch of them too, over, I think it was 57, I can't remember how many it was, they still were Protestants, and they still were, like, you know, in a different world than us, a lot of them. So, you know, they put words in the Bible which they felt like Duke, the Duke of this, and the Duke, it's not really the Duke of anything. And they got different words in the Bible that doesn't make sense to me, my ears. In that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto Jehovah. That should be unto Jehovah. Not delete. And the pots in the Jehovah's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto Jehovah of hosts. This sounds like when they built the second temple. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seat therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of Jehovah of hosts. I didn't know there was any Canaanites ever in the house of Jehovah, but I guess there's not going to be any more. But anyway, but this lends itself again back to the second temple. So, and I think Zechariah is in the under Kings maybe somewhere. So I think he's in there. So I know a lot of this lends itself to the second temple, but a lot of it, some of it, you could almost say, oh, that almost sounds like, you know, the end, but we don't know. Anyway, here's Brother John. He makes it so clear, Brother John. The Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. Chapter 7. Why don't the people out there read this? And then about the midst of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught. That's what he's doing. He probably left his sukkah where he lives and went to the temple. Because if there was a temple right now, we'd go there too. And I mean, you know, there was such a thing, but there is not. And then he says, in the last day, the great day of the feast. Wow, he even says that. John says that. Yeshua stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he says, Yeshua says, he that believes on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, if you try to find that in the Tanakh, you're not going to find that, because here's what he's talking about. He's talking about the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Because at this point, the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet glorified. He's still there on the earth, you know. But later on. Anyway, this is not a long study, like I told you. So a lot of things to think about. You could think about it, but it's the last day, the 22nd of Ha'etanim. And here we are. One day soon, there'll be rain again. Bul is coming, the 8th month. That's October the 28th, 2022. Huh? Huh?
Is that a promise? Rain?
Well, that's what the word bul means. It means rain. Bul. It's not bowl, by the way. It's bull. That's another little thing. I don't know why they put bowl there. But it's bull. See, there it is right there. Bull. Anyway, I thank you for being here. Oh, I forgot something. This evening, in case you didn't remember, the four holy days and feasts of Jehovah of Israel will be over this year again. The last harvest of the year is over. So this thing, and we're just I don't know if you think about this a lot. We're actually rehearsing this for someone else that's going to experience the real event one day, the actual event, I should say, where the trumpet's going to blow. God's going to send his angels and gather all his people from all around the world or the universe, wherever he's got them. And then at the Day of Atonement, you better be atoned, because if the Lord had to come back, if you're not atoned and forgiven for your sins, you lost. That's if you want to tabernacle with the Lord throughout eternity. So what we're doing right now, whether you think, you know, try to think about it once in a while. This has been a rehearsal of someone in the future, maybe even you. But I don't know. I probably won't be there, but you might. But some of the young people here. But I mean, you know, we're rehearsing the matter. But anyway, remember, be aware of the false teachers that copy each other, such as, watch out for, you know, I wish some of the people in Judaism would repent. They're supposed to be such geniuses. A lot of them are very intelligent, you know, when it comes to different subjects. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the Bible, they lost. And they read Hebrew, and they were taught Hebrew. They went to Hebrew school, and that a lot of them speak Hebrew. And they got Israelites that speak Hebrew, you know, native people. And they still can't find the Messiah. Over 300 prophecies in the Bible, in the Tanakh. That's, of course, you got to have spiritual understanding, spiritual insight. So watch out for them. Watch out for some messianics that follow Judaism. Because we used to be a lot of messianics around here, but it seems like they're all vanished. Messianic. Watch out for Karaites. Karaites are not anything better. they're just weasels too. They don't have the Messiah. And they have no forgiveness of sins because you can't go do an animal anyway. Anyway, so be careful for and then you got to watch out for Gentile teachers that follow Messianics, that follow Karaites or Judaism. And believe it or not, I know that sentence might sound a little redundant, you know, on and on, you know. But I mean, if you think about it, that's what's going on in the world, because there's a lot of people, you know, like these Gentile teachers that are teaching people some things in Judaism. So many holidays will soon. So many pagan holidays will occur. If you forgot, God commanded us not to learn the way of the heathen. Don't do Halloweeny. Learn not the way of the heathen. Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. The customs of the people are vain. Those customs that do out here are vain. Matter of fact, most of them are from Europe. What I mean is the holidays, not the people. The holidays are from Europe. Yeah. It says, here's what they say. For they cut down a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not. We know that's an idol. But we know also today people go buy dead trees, bring them in their house and decorate them and sing, and then they sing to them. That's really pagan. A lot of people do. People you're not aware of that sing to the tree, right? You heard of that before. Anyway, everyone should know Halloween was banned at one point in America. It was not celebrated until 1845, until everybody just wanted to have a party, and everybody wanted to. It morphed into this weasel thing that's going on. But anyway, let no one separate you from the living God of Israel. Follow Yeshua the Messiah. That's all I could say. So don't do any pagan holidays because they're not good. I say, God bless you today. May God bless the rest of this day. And may God bless this rest of this last day that we're here today. And I enjoyed having our brothers and sisters here that could show up. May God always be with you. May God bless the food we eat and the singing we do in Yeshua's name. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. If you have anything you'd like to add or say, come on up. And if you don't, that's fine too.